Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we especially thank you for that. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy John Deeney back on the show. John is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. One of the top management minds that I know. He's the president of Management Performance Network, author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring, and a very prolific writer on many other topics, and the last time I checked, had the number one alternative board organizations in the country. But we just like him because he's a pretty cool guy. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's always good to talk to you.
I've missed you. Where have you been?
I don't know. I've been running around. It's been really busy.
Yeah.
As you said, I've been writing a lot, and I think we just missed connections for a couple months there, but it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, John. Since the last time we talked, John, the world as we have known it, capitalism as we've known it, has changed. Now, I don't know if it's gone away, if it's going to go away forever, but if 9 months ago I had told you, or you had told me. That what has happened would have happened, but whichever one told the other one would have had that person committed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Although, you know, in times of financial stress, I told some of our younger clients, I said, "You don't remember." I said, "But would you ever think that a conservative Republican president could put in a wage and price freeze and require you to talk to a bureaucracy before giving an employee an increase?" They said, "No, that would be impossible." I said, "Well, then look up Richard Nixon."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was there. I was in retail in those days.
Yeah, I was in wholesale.
Yeah. I remember the blue sheets and the pink sheets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, permission for price increases.
But, yeah, I remember that. But but
this is pretty dramatic.
It's unprecedented, isn't it?
It is. It's you sit back every day and you look at what happened that day, and you know, you just shake your head. And the great economic minds are saying they're doing the right thing, and I hope they are.
Well, my default position has been to say, you know what, they know more than I do. I hope they're doing the right thing. But I tell you, my genes, my DNA is telling me that it's horribly wrong.
I don't know. I don't know how everybody says this is temporary, but it's hard to see the road back.
And folks, if you've been following this what we're talking about, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, we're talking about, you know, we've had a credit crisis, a credit meltdown globally. We've got a situation where banks were afraid to lend to each other. Would not lend to each other. That freezes up, and I'm trying to get it as quick and short and sweet as I can make it. That froze up the credit market, and it actually happened globally. In just a couple of weeks, you have Iceland and England nationalizing their banks. The U.S. did everything just but right up short of that, especially with the recent meetings that they've had. The government's taken over companies and become preferred shareholders in other companies, and allowed some to go bankrupt and some not to,
it's lending directly to industry from the Treasury.
I saw that. That happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, has that ever happened in your?
Not that I've
remember?
Ever heard. Not that I've heard of. No.
Even the Depression. I don't. Of course, the Fed during the Depression was kind of a feckless. I think it was kind of a feckless organization back in those days. But they sure aren't feckless this time. I mean, they've been pretty aggressive, haven't they, the Fed?
Amazingly interventionist. I know that they say Herbert Hoover prolonged the Depression for 5 or 6 years by not doing anything, so I guess that's obviously not the answer. But,
He and Congress did two other things. They raised taxes, and these are true bellwether folks that we got to pay attention to. In the 30s, they raised taxes after the crash, and they also passed a tariff bill, the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, which basically put up walls around countries, especially the United States, by increasing tariffs. And those two things, most people believe, were the two main ingredients that created and worsened the Depression.
And we're seeing, not in the U.S., but we're seeing some of the same thing. I worry about the number of countries that are banning food exports now for just the same purpose.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Folks, we're just showing you what we're up against. You know, I call it reality. We got to face reality. When we come back, Don and I are going to talk about what you and I can do. There are some things that we can do to make sure that we actually maybe even thrive in the times that we've got facing coming up in the future. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Don Dini is our guest.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the
window. We're back. And ask Jim.biz. I hope you'll check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. What that means is when you show up, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. And folks, I'm telling you, the new website, I can't wait for you to see it, and we're about a week away. Just bear with me just a few more days. And some of the new stuff that we've been working on, some of the new technology, I'm very excited about it, and I think you're going to like it too. So check us out. Keep checking us out, but very soon it'll be coming to a theater near you, as they say. John Dini is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Management Performance Network, and still a tab boards guy, huh?
Yep. Still doing that and still number one. More people are gaining on me, but I just makes you run faster.
Right. John, I want you to tell us about that in just a little bit, but I want to get back to what we were talking about. A couple of more little things that are going to sound kind of negative, John, but then I want you and me to fashion I want you and I to fashion an idea for the future for our audience.
Sure.
Number one, what has happened? Let's just for the moment let's stipulate that it had to happen, John. It was distasteful. It flew in the face of everything I believe as a free marketer. But let's just say that it had to happen. And why it happened, all the people we want to blame, we can do all that another day. There certainly are plenty of people, most of them politicians, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, all the way back for 20 years. But what's done is done. Let's say that it had to happen. But what we've got to do now, John, that die is cast. That ship has sailed. What we've got to do now is when hopefully this thing will work. What they've done will work. What we've got to do, John, you and me and all the people that we know, we've got to make sure that we continue to go to the government and we say, okay, guys, thank you for that help. Now get away. Now go away. All right, thank you for doing that. Now go do something else. We can take care of this. We've got to get the government's camel out of our tent eventually. What do you think?
Good luck. Unless we turn off the Jerry Springer show and start paying attention to what our government's doing, we don't have much chance in that direction.
Yeah. Well, but you know what, John? I would agree with you. I would have agreed with you, except when I found out, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago when this rescue slash bailout plan was being proposed, the calls were coming in 100-1, 1,000-1 against it. People were getting up off of their chairs and saying, I don't like this. That gave me hope for the American individual. What do you think?
It gave me hope, but of course the irritating thing about that is with calls 100-1 against and with a 9% approval rating, Congress went ahead and passed it, and I too think something was necessary, but they not only didn't feel a need to go back to their constituency and explain it to us, they also stuffed it full of pork, which
that was
is an arrogance beyond belief.
But John, we've got what we've got. It's the die is cast, as I said. What can small business owners do now? You know, and as you know, it hasn't really helped an awful lot. It may have helped on the back room, so to speak, but on Main Street, people are still kind of worried about what's going on. What can we do?
And just as an aside, I had a business owner from Massachusetts email me the other day and tell me how much trouble his business was in and asking if the government was thinking of doing anything to help him out. And I said, no, they don't help us. We just create 60% of the jobs in the United States, but they don't help us. We need to, every small business owner should be doing a 360 on his business right now. Everybody's afraid that in a bad economy, their business will fall off. They won't have as many sales. And that's certainly true. And you want to look at what expenses would have to be cut and be tough about it. You're going to have to put lines of demarcation in where you say, if my business gets down this far, I need to save this much money. And it may be people I like, and it may be people I need, or it may be not getting that piece of equipment, but that's only part of it. When things are this bad, you have to look on all sides. You have to consider, what if your major vendor, say you're a distributor or a retailer, what if your major vendor is sourcing in China where they have a 20% inflation rate? What if his prices go up? Or what if he goes out of business? What if your bank gets acquired and cancels your credit line? And you should be looking at these things, because it's not that tough to plan unless you're planning at the last second when it's already happened. So if you're dependent on your bank credit line, start a relationship with another bank. If you're too dependent on one vendor, start a relationship with another vendor. But start spreading your risk out so that you're not taken by surprise. Because if you're running a good business, but somebody else's business in the food chain fails and suddenly puts you in a tough spot.
Well, and my audience knows that I've been telling them for years that you should have more than one banking relationship all the time. And I've been telling them, John, that their primary bank, that at least one of the banks, and it should be the primary bank, should be an independent community bank.
One of the two, certainly, because what I've seen over and over again is the national banks are nice for slick services and low costs and things to attract business in that the community banks may not be able to match. But when it comes time for a relationship, when it comes time to say, look, I need a little bit of flexibility, it's the community bank that's going to do it for you.
That's exactly right now, and I am living proof of that, John. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back, John and I are going to talk about some positive things that are going on in the economy. John Dini is our guest, our good friend. John, by the way, folks, is a TAB board franchisee, alternative board, the alternative board, and also his company is called Management Performance Network. John, give us your website a little bit and tell us a little bit about your company.
The national website for the alternative board is thealternativeboard.com. And locally, I'm at MPNINC or TABSanAntonio.com. You know, one thing I would like to say about TAB.
You ran those together, John. I want to make sure people are clear on that. TAB, T-A-B, San Antonio, as in San Antonio, Texas. TABSanAntonio.com, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah. Right,
and, we are peer groups, as you know, Jim, of small business owners that get together in groups of 8 or 10 and help work on each other's companies and solve each other's issues. TAB last week rolled out a new web-enabled small business planning program, and I believe you have a planning software sponsor.
Palo Alto, yeah.
But this is an online program that the member and the coach can use together, and you know, you can check the members' results as they put them in and assign duties to their staff, and their staff can go in and check the duties. It's really pretty slick. It only comes with TAB membership, but yeah. in this in this day and age, I rolled it out yesterday to one of our boards, and 6 out of the 8 members said, I need to start that right away. So,
wow.
And planning is a big thing, as we were talking before the break. Planning will get you through. Shooting from the hip, and you can't always shoot from the hip in a situation like this.
You know, one of the things that you just brought up sets me on the path to talk about some positive things, John. You know, you and I've been, you know, we were railing against the government in the first segment, and we painted a kind of a gloomy picture about how things are going in the second segment. This segment, one of the things I want to leave our audience with is, we talked earlier, John, at the very beginning about this not being my or your first rodeo. You know, we've been around a while. I remember the '69 recession, and so I've been around a long time doing this. This, what we're going into right now, there are some unprecedented things. The credit failure is the most troubling thing to me, John. But there are so many positive things that small business owners can fall back on. Number one, inflation is not eating us alive. Commodity prices, including petroleum is half of what it was 2 or 3 months ago. All that's going down. We've got technology opportunities to help us become more efficient. That's really good. And unemployment is not that high. I mean, I know we've lost a lot of jobs, but it's still just barely above the 30-year average. John, there's a lot of positive things that we got to work with right now.
Sure. You just mentioned unemployment. I mean, anecdotally, in a really bad economy, you're picking and choosing great employee prospects. That hasn't happened yet. The small business owners we work with are still scratching and scraping to find qualified people.
And you know, John, Europe would kill for our current unemployment rate.
Oh, sure. They've been running. France has run double digits for decades now.
Yeah, yeah. The average, I think the average unemployment rate across the entire continent, including Great Britain, is something like 8 or 9%.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, you know, we don't let people stay on the dole for 2 or 3 years either.
That's exactly right. No, that's exactly right. But anyway, there are so many things, John. Small business owners have never contributed more to the overall economy. And this is another thing that I'm positive about, John. And I've been saying this now for 6 months. Wall Street, in my opinion, Wall Street and Washington got us into this mess. But Main Street, small business owners, will lead us out. That's what I've been saying, and I believe that. What do you think?
I agree, partially just because we have no choice. Well, you know, last time I looked at the balance sheet of my company, I was unable to pay myself a multi-million dollar parachute to leave. and I think most of us
are
in the same boat.
I've got a parachute. I don't have a golden parachute.
Yeah. People ask me, you know, what should I be doing in this situation? And the answer is, run your business the way you should always be running your business. You know, make intelligent decisions, but if you need a new vehicle or you need an additional person, hire them or buy it.
Yeah.
You would never do that if you didn't need it, no matter how good times were. Don't stop doing it just because times are a little bad. You know, it's a good time to grow.
And train.
Let's face it, people like you and I have about 1% market share.
Yep.
If we can make it 1.5% market share, we're going to have the greatest year of our life.
Exactly. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Jim.
See you later. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I got another one coming up after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.